A new complaint is being filed with the International Criminal Court concerning the death of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh by Israeli forces. The complaint is on behalf of Shireen's family. The Palestinian-American journalist was shot in the head by Israeli forces while on assignment in the occupied West Bank in May. Shireen was with Al Jazeera for 25 years, covering the story of the Israeli occupation. Let's go live now to The Hague. Al Jazeera's Step Varsen is there. Step, tell us more.
Well, it's now more than 4 months after the killing of Shireen Abu Akleh and the wounding of her colleague Ali Somaoudi. And so far, there hasn't been any independent criminal investigation by Israel, let alone someone held accountable for her killing. So what has now been decided is that the family has asked lawyers to file a complaint, official complaint, here at the International Criminal Court to start an investigation into her death and also the injury of Ali Somaoudi. The Palestinian Press Syndicate is also supporting this complaint, as is the Independent Federation for Journalists. So I'm joined here now by the family member of Shireen, her brother Anton Abu Akleh, who traveled all the way from Somalia to be here. Why are you here? Why is this case important?
Good morning. It's very important for us to file this complaint to the ICC, International Criminal Court, to seek justice for Shireen, which will lead for sure to accountability for her killing in Jenin while covering news.
So far, the Israeli government has only said that after an internal investigation, probably an Israeli soldier shot her. What do you feel about this?
This is something we all know. It is very clear that an Israeli soldier shot Shireen and killed her while covering Israeli incursion in Jenin. And whatever the Israeli report came up with, which was not based on facts, we still believe that the 6 reports which came before all clearly pointed to the Israeli soldier as a sniper who shot Shireen in Jenin.
The Americans have also said it was probably an Israeli soldier, but there was no evidence that it was intentionally. What do you say to that?
It is very intentional. Like we said before and like other reports said previously, there were more than 16, 17 shots fired at Shireen, towards Shireen and the media and her colleagues who were standing in that alley, targeting her. They even targeted the person who was trying to pull her into safety after she was shot down, and they still targeted him, shot at him. We know that the Israeli soldiers were able to identify Shireen. She was in full gear, wearing press, both sides, and she was clearly noted as a press. So any person shooting at a press is intentionally trying to kill and assassinate someone in the field doing their job.
So it's been 4 months. You've traveled all over the world to find justice. Now you're here in The Hague. Are you getting really frustrated now?
We have to do. This is the least we can do for Shireen. We have to pursue justice for her in The Hague, in the ICC, in other courts. Whatever we have to do, we will do it to ensure accountability for Shireen and for her killing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Well, the International Criminal Court here is one of their last hopes now to find justice. Just a year ago in 2021, the court has decided that it has the jurisdiction to rule over cases happening in the Palestinian territories. And that's why the Palestinian government and also organizations are quite hopeful that there will eventually be a start of an investigation here in The Hague.
Thanks for that, Step. Al Jazeera's Step Varsen there in The Hague.